Illinois Democrats today unveiled their first draft of the proposed new congressional boundaries. We have 17 congressional districts, down from 18 because of the census, obviously. The current congressional delegation is made up of 13 Democrats and 5 Republicans, and it's probably going to get a little worse for the GOP before it gets any better. So with that in mind, he's been with the Tribune since, I believe, it was first published. Well, certainly since the Colonel took over. He's their chief political writer and a longtime friend of the radio station. Rick Pearson is here. Rick, it's obvious that, and welcome, sir. It's obvious that Kinzinger is going to take it in the shorts, but how bad?
Thank you very much. And, you know, there's a potential that it may not be that bad for Adam Kinzinger. It's a very, very interesting design when you kind of dig in through the actual cartography of this new third district. Right now, under this plan, Kinzinger would be paired with the first-term Democrat, Marie Newman, who's from the southwest side and south suburbs. And what the map does is actually it trims some of the southwest side vote that she could count on, and also it stretches the district all the way like across I-80 to LaSalle, Peru. So there's a lot of rural areas in there as well. And actually, Newman just issued a statement saying that she views this as retrogressive, and she is not happy about the way this map, this new district for her looks.
Rick, that seems odd to me because Kinzinger is pretty much the only Republican in the state that the Democrats can stomach. Why would they hang that around her head?
I'm not sure. I mean, there were efforts made to try to make this a more solid Democratic district, and indeed, she still has, you know, a lot of territory that she had previously. The district moves. The district used to have Bridgeport in it, for example. Used to have more of the running along south on the Ryan kind of area, and now it's more kind of pushed over to Midway Airport in that area, and before heading west. You know, that is one of the problems with freshman legislators and trying to protect them. You don't have a lot of seniority in the process, and as I said, she is not happy about it. But the issue for Kinzinger, you know, still becomes his outspokenness to Donald Trump, and, you know, could he win a primary in this district? I guarantee you if he did, and it was a Kinzinger-Newman kind of match, it would be a very, very nationally watched congressional race.
Be very good for TV and radio stations here.
Yes, indeed.
Rick Pearson is here from the Chicago Tribune. The progressives on the Democrat side of the world really want it to be a 15-2 sort of lead here in Illinois. What do you think it will wind up being?
I just mentioned this one could, you know, it could turn into a toss-up. We don't know. But certainly it was designed, as you said, the progressives, knowing that it's a 50-50 House in Washington, the DCCC, and the progressives wanted to go all out to try to maximize opportunities here. But some of the calmer heads among the Democrats prevailed and said, well, if you try stretching to try to make 15 seats, you could actually end up losing seats right now. Democrats hold a 13-5 edge in the congressional delegation. We lose one seat as a result of the population loss in the census, so we're down to 17 seats in the state. And this is what Democrats view as their best opportunity to actually add one seat to that total on their side.
So between Darren LaHood and Mary Miller, they're going to have to square off in this redistricting plan that the Democrats released today. That means a Trump supporter goes against a super, super Trump supporter.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, this district, this new district that's been drawn that has those two in, is a very interesting district because it encompasses almost all of West Central and most of Central Illinois, and then it stretches east to wrap around Champaign. And by wrapping around Champaign, That's where it picks up Mary Miller's home, the freshman Republican. So there's not a lot of her rural territory and that kind of very hardcore rural support that she enjoys. There's not a lot of that in that district. It would pretty much, I think, lean more to Darren LaHood. And, of course, you know, Darren having been there for several terms, and prior to that, his father, the LaHood name, is still, you know, has a lot of gravitas in central Illinois. So Miller actually, you know, and here's the thing, in Congress, you don't have to live in the district to represent it. You can live anywhere you want. So there's a potential that Miller could move into a different district if she wants, that would encompass more of her base territory. That district is a newly drawn district, the 15th, that would be represented by Rodney Davis. Hmm. And Davis, his district, you know, here's a guy, he was looking at Democrats kind of drawing him out of contention, and he actually ended up with a pretty solid Republican district. The question is, now here's one for you, John. This district would go from Freeport, Illinois, just west of Rockford, home of the Freeport Pretzels high school team, and would travel as the crow flies 275 miles southeast to Vandalia, Illinois, in southern Illinois.
That's so dumb. It's just dumb. And both Democrats and Republicans do this. Did the Latinos get their second Latino majority district?
No, they didn't. And in fact, part of boosting the current fourth district, which would still retain that kind of earmuff shape, that's a district represented by Chuy Garcia, parts of that new fourth district would pick up votes that were in the third district, that were in Marie Newman's district. For example, Bridgeport was in the third district. It would be now represented by Chuy Garcia.
Well, is it true, and I think I might have read this in one of your columns earlier, that when Gutierrez was the congressman, he only wanted one Latino district because he wanted to consolidate his own power?
Right, right, right. And I think, you know, I think there's a fair amount of that going on with Garcia as well, is that, you know, to really draw a second Latino district, and some of the models had that being on the north side, the northwest side, and drawing that out into kind of the western suburbs around Bensonville and Addison, that kind of thing, that's still a risky proposition. Plus, you take a district and draw that, then you're looking at people like Mike Quigley, whose district right now goes from the lakefront through Wrigley Field, past O'Hare Airport, and pretty much down the middle of Elmhurst in DuPage County. So you would have, you know, problems drawing that district, as well as Raja Krishnamoorthy, the 8th district that goes from Schaumburg and Rolling Meadows, kind of goes southeastward into the city. Carving that district would, I mean, if you think these lines are bad, that would really create all kinds of havoc. But you know, the reaction here is predictable. The Republicans are saying, you know, this is an effort to protect incumbents and protect Nancy Pelosi's majority. The Democrats saying that this is a fair map. But I did note that, you know, in introducing this, they called it a first draft. So there may be some changes that do come into play. Already earlier today at a hearing where this was discussed, there were various interests from the 3rd Congressional District in the city that were complaining about having these kind of areas being split up, like Bridgeport being moved, Chinatown being moved into the 7th District, those kinds of concerns. So, you know, we'll see. There have been revisions in the past to the legislative map. They come into session next week. More hearings are scheduled. But the legislature's goal, they come in on Tuesday. They've got 6 days. Next week and the week after, their goal is to get this map passed.
I reached out to several Republicans. They apparently are too apoplectic to speak today about this.
Well, I mean, and let's face it, if Republicans were in control, there'd be the same complaints. I mean, you know, I did think it was interesting that there was a statement from the Republican National Committee about Illinois Democrats complaining about Republican gerrymandering in other states. Well, this just shows that they're hypocrites. And the fact of the matter is, they're all hypocrites when it comes to this process. Yeah.
There's no shortage of hypocrisy. This is something we really have to take care of if we expect to make it another 250 years. Rick Pearson, have a great weekend. Thank you for your time. I know you'll be watching the Hawks game tonight. Have a good week next week in Springfield, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.